Welcome back to Ancient Voices. I am Amber Highland. Happy October! I hope that the autumn season is treating you well and that many blessings are bestowed upon your harvests. Recently, I have had people approach me seeking clarity about animal familiars. I am grateful that they are researching and learning about a topic that, somewhat surprisingly, remains encased by misinformation. Even within the pagan and Wiccan communities, we can find ourselves at odds with the accepted and traditional ideas of animal familiars. Here's a definition I use. A familiar is an animal that you have a psychic connection with, or one that will help you with magic. Please do not think of an animal as a tool in magical workings. Do not think of them in the same way that you would think of a candle, incense, or your athame. Animals have the right to choose to be present during ritual and make their presence known in the way of their choosing. They should be a willing participant of their own accord. Do not force them to be part of what you are doing. Historically speaking, during the Inquisitions, familiars were said to be given to witches by the devil. They were, in essence, small demons which would be sent out to do a witch's bidding. Legends of this period considered familiars to be as dangerous as witches, and they were thought to be supernatural beings that looked like normal animals that could spy or wreak havoc for their witch without being easily detected. The Malleus Maleficarum, which was a handbook used by the Inquisitors, listed probable demon vessels as especially black, dogs and cats, then toads, rats, rabbits, and snakes, to name a few. It was believed that an animal familiar always works with the witch in everything, including, should a witch be captured, setting them free or helping them commit suicide. So strong was this belief that when a person was arrested for alleged witchcraft, the accused would be bound in a cell, left alone, and watched secretly. If so much as a mouse or an insect approached them, it was deemed proof enough that that person was indeed a witch. Oof, thank goodness that today any thoughts of animals as demonic spirits of evil have been left by the wayside. Many witches do use animals when working with magic, utilizing their primordial instincts and psychic abilities to attune with nature and deities. Animals are sensitive to psychic power and vibrations, and are welcome into magic circles when power is being raised or spells are being cast. They are also used to aid scrying, divination, and spirit contact. When working with magic, animals act as a grounding rod and guard in psychic defense because they are able to react visibly to negative forces or harmful energy. Many people describe enjoying a spiritual relationship with a particular animal. Some describe their familiar as a spiritual teacher, while others view their familiar as a companion or messenger. A common misconception is that familiars appear only in the form of animals commonly associated with magic, such as the cat, wolf, toad, or raven. While these animals enjoy a measure of popularity, avoid creating such a narrow perception of familiars. Many practicing witches I know have mythical beings and humanoids as familiars, which are just as present and involved in their workings as a physical large black bird sitting atop their bubbling cauldron. Just as we are all different, there is no one way to discover your animal familiar and no right way to honor or experience them. According to 1921 writings about Western European witches, there are two types of familiars. There is the physical or domestic familiar and the spiritual or divining familiar. The domestic familiar is an animal that stays with the witch, provides magical assistance and represents sacred nature. The divining familiar is an animal, usually wild, that is in the witch's life for a short time and can change from year to year. The divining familiar provides spiritual guidance, teachings, and is connected with the animal aspects and primordial essences within ourselves. You cannot just go buy an animal and assume it will help make you a stronger, more powerful witch. They can be rescues, found or borrowed, and that occasional visit from your neighbor's cat might just have more meaning than you think. Domestic familiars can be a bird you feed every day, the dog you've had since childhood, your favorite riding horse, or a cat that is always visit at dinner time. As long as the animal is willing, it can become a domestic familiar. Your familiar will find you when you are ready. If you don't have an animal in your life who may become your familiar, you can call one. Remember, it is their choice to reveal themselves. And trust me, you will know instinctively. If you have been aware for long and have always had an affinity for animals, you no doubt have already noticed that while you've known dozens of animals, sometimes there are a few that somehow are just a little different. They seem more aware, more alert, wiser. Animals which do not seem like animals at all. And sometimes we jokingly refer to them as people in little furry suits. And through those years, you've no doubt noticed, as those animals have lived out their existences, they seem to return in other incarnations later on. This is the idea of a familiar spirit. The forms and functions might change, but the spirit returns. You know it when you feel it. Animal familiars are fellow travelers on this earthly plane. Nothing more, nothing less. Certain spirits will return to us time and time again because we are as familiar to them as they are to us. We are drawn together. Perhaps they are connected to a higher existence and were sent here to help keep an eye on us and keep us company. Perhaps they are spirits which are drawn to us for a myriad possibilities. Or perhaps they are occasionally, very exceptional, aware, and spiritual beings. It is, after all, only human arrogance that reduces intellect and reasoning to traits that only humans can possess. Our existence is wonderful. We live as an extension of the possible. Our potential is beyond our understanding. So much of the world and reality lies outside the limits of our perception, and this includes animal familiars. We do not need to understand them to know that they are, any more than we need to know and understand oxygen in order to breathe. If you have an animal familiar in your life, put down your phone, step away from the television, close your books, and go sit with them. Just sit, watch, and listen. Breathe with them. Quiet that overthinking human brain, and you may just learn what it means to exist in the moment and be. Thank you for joining me today. I wish you peace and grace.
You are listening to Ancient Voices, brought to you by Seven Stones Radio.